This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for Making Yourself at Home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Good morning, Taranaki, and welcome to 104.4 FM Access Radio, your voice, your choice. This is Making Yourself at Home, and I'm your host, Brian, with my co-host, Maria, and our special guest, Vivek. Vivek is currently the general manager of the Millennium Hotel, New Plymouth Waterfront, which he's been at for 2 years. He's originally from Penang, Malaysia, before he moved to New Plymouth. And he was managing a four-star hotel in the Marlborough region. He's been in New Zealand since 2001, following his hospitality journey, working in Auckland, Hong Kong, and elsewhere. We look forward to hearing more about his journey through the world, being part of the hospitality industry, and listening to his stories about how he spent his time traveling at the beach and discovering new food and following football. Vivek, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Maria.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. Yeah.
So, tell us about life in Malaysia before. What inspired you to start traveling the world, and what took you into the hospitality industry?
I think it's the passion for the industry, being in the hospitality industry. So prior to my move to New Zealand, I was working in Malaysia for about 5 years, and then moved to New Zealand in 2001 to continue my journey. So there's always been a passion in the hospitality industry, and also to see as many countries as possible and living and to immerse myself in that culture and also the what the country has to offer as well. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What was the different working in those different countries, Malaysia, Hong Kong,
New Zealand,
then New Zealand, but within New Zealand, Auckland, and then a small city like in New Plymouth.
Cities, yep. Yeah. I think country-wise, all three countries actually that I've actually lived and worked has actually given me a big exposure, because every country has got its, it's fantastic, the pros, you know, and different culture, meeting different culture, different background. And the other countries are also a little bit more, you know, they always have something different to offer. So, for example, in Malaysia, it's a very diverse cultural setting, where we actually have, we live and work with people from all walks of life, all walks of culture, and also being one of the food capital of Southeast Asia as well. So that is actually one of the good points of getting the head start working in Malaysia the first few years before I travel abroad. So, and then in New Zealand, coming in quite young, I think when I was like 24 years old back then, you know, so continue my journey in Auckland. It's a very vibrant city. It's completely the opposite of what I had before. So it also gave me a very big new perspective of working and living in New Zealand, learning new cultures, you know, very new environment, and meeting colleagues from all over the world, learning their background as well. And then after that, moving to Hong Kong was a bit of a shock as well, because it's a much more fast-moving country. And also, again, had the exposure working in a fast-paced environment, meeting again people from all over the world, working with them, being with them as well. So these are the all different perspectives of working in different countries that I experienced before.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think that exposure to the diversity of cultures during your time in Malaysia growing up, is that, do you think, opened your mind to?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. Because back in my home country before, I mean, we do actually celebrate all kinds of very diverse, celebrations. For example, we celebrate, being a Malaysian Hindu, we celebrate Diwali. So I think we have about 5 million Hindus living in Malaysia. And then after that, we also celebrate the Chinese New Year.
Hmm.
So there is also a very big, celebration or festival back in Malaysia. And then, of course, we also celebrate Ramadan and Eid, which celebrated by the Muslim community. Mm. So during this period of time, all of us enjoy a national public holiday. So we all visit friends of different cultures, go to their homes, you know, enjoy the food and celebrate together. So that's actually one of the very interesting part of the cultural diversity we enjoyed back before.
Sounds really nice.
I have a good question. So you moved from Malaysia to Auckland and then to Hong Kong?
Yes, correct.
And then you came back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And what brought you to New Plymouth?
So prior to New Plymouth, I think about 2 years ago, we were living in the Marlborough region in a very small town called Picton.
Oh.
Yes, correct. So we only had 4,000 people, very lovely town, you know. Very touristy because, you know, we have the ferry arrivals at the town. People normally stay a night or two before they head to Christchurch, Queenstown, and so on. So it was actually a great experience because living in a smaller community, everybody knows everybody, getting myself immersed with the community. And then also we had a very, very busy year in 2023 because we had about 52 cruise ships that actually landed in, came to Picton.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and also Marlborough is very famous for the fantastic wineries as well from Cloudy Bay, Wither Hills, you know, Matua and so on. So that actually gave me a good experience dealing with the vineyards, you know, selling and also promoting the local wineries, the local wines to the international guests that are coming into Picton. So I think that actually gave me a lot of exposure back then. But then the decision to move to New Plymouth was because I have a son, and we feel that New Plymouth actually will give us the opportunity to. I know it's a very. I think for the two years, New Plymouth actually won the award of the best small city in the world, I think in 2019, So, and 2021, I think. So, and doing some research about New Plymouth, I think everything is quite convenient. You got everything right smack in the CBD, from the museum, from the beautiful park, from the aquatic center, from, I think, 4 to 5 different types of beach in the region. So all this actually prompted us to, you know, to come and try the new region. And I think we have fell in love with the city and with the region as well. So that's why we're making this our permanent home now.
I love Picton. I always give myself a night or two to spend there. Going or coming from the South Island.
Yes, correct.
It's a neat little town.
Yeah. So I used to be based at the it was back then called the Picton York Club.
Okay.
Hotel. Mm. So just right in town. Next
sounds
to the
fancy.
Terminal. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Cool. And you told us about kind of how you decided to end up in New Plymouth with your son. What have you come to appreciate? Yeah. You said the vibrancy of the CBD, the museum, the culture, the park. Yeah. Assuming you meant Pukekura.
Pukekura, yes.
Yeah. How did you find settling into New Plymouth as a new home?
Oh, it's pretty straightforward and pretty easy as well. Mm-hmm. Because my family, I think, you know, we got a lot of we made a lot of friends, you know, from joining the multi-ethnic community over the last 2 years. Mm. So we met a lot of people from interesting parts of the world. So I think we have immersed ourselves in the New Plymouth communities world or the culture. So I think for the years coming ahead, I'm more sure we're going to be meeting more people and building ourselves and supporting the community as well.
Mm.
That's good. Yeah. Coming from the hospitality sector, I think a lot of immigrants come to that sector.
Yep.
What could be your advice for new people coming to New Zealand, in particular to New Plymouth, to adjust to this new country? What would be your advice?
I think first and foremost, they need to be open to changes. open to adopt different cultures, open to explore what is in offer in New Plymouth, and also the passion for what they want to do. Because I think our region has got a lot of opportunities, from hospitality to agriculture to oil and gas. It's just open, you know. So those people who are planning to come to New Plymouth to migrate and live here, I think they need to start being open, start being accepting and learning new cultures and the diversity. I think they should be able to fit in pretty well and pretty easy. Yeah.
This is a question I've not asked on the show before.
Yeah.
What do you think could make New Plymouth a more vibrant, enjoyable city for people that are new here?
Yeah. So I think participating in the amount of events that they actually have over here is just amazing. You know, just like there's quite a few very culturally themed. Some are actually more specific to certain types of culture. Some is actually open up to, you know, various types where all cultures combine together. So I think participating in all those kind of events, getting to know more people, actually will benefit a lot of new migrants, definitely, for sure. Yeah.
To keep the events coming.
Yes, correct. Keep the events coming.
We have a winter fest coming up, I believe.
Yes, correct.
And the Festival of Lights in the summer.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you miss from your home country?
Oh, besides family, I think food. Yeah. So knowing that in New Plymouth, we don't actually have a Malaysian or Indonesian or Singaporean type of cafe or restaurant yet. So, but I think most of this food is quite easily accessible in big cities like Auckland, Christchurch, Wellington. But yeah, besides that, possibly a little bit of the, the celebration vibe. You know, we celebrate Chinese New Year, we celebrate Diwali, celebrate, Eid. But I think in New Plymouth, because the diversity is quite big, I think we do actually have, thankfully, we do actually have events like Diwali Festival. We do actually have other events as well. So, but a little bit more on a smaller scale. But that's all good. At least keeps us going and,
Always looking forward to something. Yeah. Something's always on the calendar.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how old is your son?
He's 11.
11. So, Does he have an interest in traveling?
Oh, yes. I think he's quite lucky because we've traveled quite a bit. Mm. In New Zealand, we have lived in four different regions. So I think he has already experienced going to school in four different regions, meeting different friends along the way. And I think out of the four regions, I think he enjoys New Plymouth quite a lot because everything is quite easy to access. Like, he goes for his piano class, he goes for his swimming lessons, he goes for his football, matches. So, so everything is quite easy, and everybody's very friendly anyway, and he's getting used to that kind of environment to keep him occupied and keep him going. Yeah. Mm.
Do you think you'll encourage him to travel around the world when he's an adult?
Oh, yes, definitely. I told him that we might actually go on a world cruise once he's grown up a little bit more. Yep.
Cool.
to explore some of the countries. But I think, I hope that he will take, because he's been living in New Zealand since he was like 2 years old.
Mm.
So he will take this opportunity to in the future to explore the other parts of the world. Yeah.
Where in the world have you not been that you look forward to traveling to?
Oh, I've not been to so many countries. I think we have only been to like maybe 15, not more than 20 countries so far. Because often it's quite, always spend most of my time at work, Even though we worked in different countries, yeah, it's always busy with work. But I think, we'd love to explore more of the Pacific Islands, more of Asia when I go back for a holiday. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. So you say you have lived in four regions in New Zealand. So Auckland,
Bay of Plenty, Rotorua.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Rotorua. Oh. Yeah. Oh. And then Marlborough, and then now Taranaki. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think most of these regions are in your area are most of the same, or you see different?
For sure. I mean, Auckland. We lived there for about we lived there about 10 years already in Auckland. So Auckland has got a different, different kind of wipe. Of course, you get the convenience, but you also have to engage yourself with the traffic and, you know, the amount of people that is there at times. But then when you go to Rotorua, it's a completely different feel and atmosphere because of it's so culturally themed kind of region where people actually come from all over the world to enjoy what Rotorua has to offer. And then after that, when you go to Marlborough is different because people actually, it's a starting point of the North South Island. People go there to actually enjoy the good wine, enjoy some good food, enjoy the southern hospitality. And then when you come to New Plymouth, I think New Plymouth is very underrated. It's once you are here, then you start to see a lot of fantastic things that we have to offer. So only thing, the travel time might be a little bit of a hindrance for some people. But once you are here, you can actually get to enjoy so many things and they get surprised. And those guests who are actually staying with us at the Millennium in New Plymouth, Millennium Hotel in New Plymouth, they actually would love to come back for the second time because it's just too much for them to do in a 1 or 2 days. A lot of our guests are so happy with the accommodation, so happy with the location of the hotel, which is right in the CBD by the waterfront, what we are offering to our guests. So I think they would definitely, especially from Australia and even from other parts of the world as well, they want to come back and experience more of Taranaki and New Plymouth. So that's really positive to hear.
It's not surprising to hear at all. Speaking of the hospitality industry, I'm sure, you know, COVID put a huge roadblock on that. How's the hospitality industry doing now? Has it fully recovered? And what's the projections into the future for the industry?
For New Plymouth, what I see is, I think especially for last summer, we do actually get a lot of international tourists, which is really great. So last summer, between January to March, I think we actually had guests from the US, from the from Canada, from the UK, of course from Australia, from other parts of Europe as well. So I think, in my opinion, we actually had more international tourists this summer compared to last year. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a very positive sign for Taranaki and also for New Plymouth. People are actually coming in. We even had a group of Russian tourists who actually came and dined at the hotel as well. So all this is a positive sign. But back to the question, I think this year is still a recovery year for us in the hospitality industry. But unfortunately, I think the last month or two, we actually had some roadblocks as well with the road closure especially, and still just partially open. So we could see a little bit of business impact for the weekend travelers because of the road closure. People do not want to travel the long route, which might take them 10 to 12 hours to come to New Plymouth. Yeah. So we do see a little bit of drop over the weekend for our leisure customers. But gratefully, during the Monday to Thursday, we are very strong with our corporate clients. So we do actually get a lot of our guests from the agriculture, from oil and gas, from the other corporate sectors who are actually staying with us at the hotel.
Yeah, it'll be nice when they get that the gorge open. Bypass open tunnel.
Fully open.
Right,
This is going to be some changes in the future, talking about tourists in the region, in the Taranaki region, you see?
Sure. I think we're confident that things will actually change for a good. More better upgrades. I think once it's positive to hear that next year WOMED is back to New Plymouth. That's really great news. We hope that the Festival of Lights during the Matariki weekend will come back again. So that is actually a boost for that long weekend as well. And then I think we need more, a little bit more events happening in town that actually boost our domestic tourism. People from the close by regions will come and visit us, stay with us, enjoy our Taranaki or New Plymouth hospitality. Yeah.
It was really surprising how many domestic tourists the Festival of Lights drew in. People I met and talked to just coming from all over just for that.
Absolutely.
It's really, really neat.
Yeah.
It's really a special thing.
Correct, exactly. And I think it's good that what do you call that, the regular events like Americana is continuing.
Mm.
Yeah, I think next year's event is also confirmed as well to bring in more people to the region. So I think, yeah, I think we need more of this kind of specific events and maybe more meetings, conferences coming into town that will boost our hospitality revenue and, you know, occupancy level for the hotels as well. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, about a month ago, we hold something. It was a meeting of the Latin American Boat Club. And we have our dinner in the Soul Restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. You enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody was happy. The people were coming from Oakland, Wellington, Napa.
Yeah.
And they were very happy with the services the restaurant provide. And we are Latinos, so we like party. And we managed to do a little bit of dance in there.
Oh, really? Oh,
so I think people were very, very happy with the hospitality in there and that room that allow us to... have a little bit of enjoy all together, food and music.
Yeah, that's great. We are actually planning, so we do, we're actually having a menu change in June.
Mm.
So we're going to launch our new winter menu. So we're going to have a little bit more different from what you've experienced before. So we're going to have more like a seafood items. Mm. And we also do a lot of special events as well. We do like... upcoming one is this weekend. On Saturday, we're actually participating in the Festival Taranaki, the food community. So it's normally, this is for Ontem. It's 1 week full of, a lot of restaurants and cafes are actually hosting their own event. So on Saturday, we're actually having the barbecue buffet lunch at Salt. And then on Sunday, for Mother's Day, we're actually having the Mother's Day high tea at Salt. And we also have our monthly, high teas every third Sunday of the month. And then in the first week of June, we're going to launch our new winter menu. And then normally during other events that we actually have every year, it's like we have a Diwali buffet dinner. And we're also planning to have more like what you said, like a Mexican kind of food day or food night coming soon as well. So we got a whole range of things we are lined up for this year.
Awesome.
So to actually excite the new Plymouth Taranaki market to come over and enjoy the food and the atmosphere at Salt. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Looking forward to the Mexican.
Please check out.
Looking forward to the Mexican.
I look forward to the Mexican also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Really Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican,
food.
Maybe a little bit of a Chinese, Malaysian kind of thing. Something a little bit out of the box that's not really, you know. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there, how do people follow what's happening at Salt? Is there a Facebook page?
Yes, we do actually have a Facebook page, and we do actually have our Instagram page as well. Mm. So Salt on the Waterfront. So otherwise, you can also visit our website, saltrestaurant.co.nz. We've got an events column. We put all our events there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I went to Salt with one of my mates from the States who was visiting, and we did a big hike the day before, so we were super hungry when we went in there. Oh, my gosh, we had such a good meal.
Oh, that's good. That's
it was
good.
Amazing. Yeah. We were both very, very, very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the hotel itself, we do actually have 42 rooms at the hotel.
Mm.
So we do actually have two penthouse suites on the third floor.
Wow.
With direct, view of the waterfront.
Mm.
And we do actually have a family suite for those who are coming with the family as well. So yeah, small hotel, but we're trying to make a good and a big impact in the region.
Nice.
You have a coming back to, I mean, you coming to... and New Zealand and to New Plymouth. A lot of people that I had met, immigrants, have said that they love New Plymouth because the community sense in here. Yep. What do you have to say about that?
I totally agree with you. We felt the same as well because instantly, the moment we moved here like 2 years ago, we already get connected with a lot of different culture, different friends in the community. And interestingly, it all started from work, and then went on to the school where my son was studying. So over there in the schools as well, we actually had International Community Day, where those parents from that school, you know, we catch up on a Saturday. Everybody brings a kai or brings a food, and then, you know, the kids mingle around, the parents mingle around. So that's something that I've not seen in other regions that I worked before, so that's really, really good. And then from there onwards, it started to grow. You know, you meet friends from another community, then you get invited for their event, and then you go and meet another community, and then we even went as far as South Taranaki, Opunaki to meet the other community as well. So it's just amazing. Yeah, something that I've never experienced in other regions so far in New Zealand. Yeah,
That's good. It's great.
So besides, sounds like you have quite the social life.
Oh, yeah. Try to. Yeah.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I love football. I follow the English Premier League. Okay. My team is Manchester United. Yeah. Besides that, I like in terms of sports, I like badminton. Mm. Yeah. And besides that, I love to travel if I have the opportunity during the weekend to travel. You know, to go to new places and try new food, meet new people. You know, a little bit of a socializing. So besides that, spending time with son and with family as well. Try to keep the young one as active as possible. But luckily in New Plymouth, there's a lot of things that you could do. You could go for a swim, you could go to the park, you can go to the beach. You know, there's always something, and everything is quite close by, so which is a big advantage. Yeah. So yeah, pretty much besides enjoy working. Yeah.
That's important. Yeah.
Lucky you.
What could be an advice for people coming to New Zealand to work on the hospitality or in general? Yeah. What would you be your advice for people?
I think it's a great industry. If you love to travel, if you love to explore new cities, new countries, it's basically open. It makes you explore a lot of things about life as well, you know. The things we normally do, you know, you also do it at work, like, you know, food and beverage. If you work at the front desk, how to be polite, humble to people, and so on. So I think hospitality is a great future, and I think we try to, we do work closely with the PIMS.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
So we normally, I think in the past we have done a lot of, where the new students come, we show them around the hotel, the different departments. And we also have our booth during the career week or the career day. So normally I go there, we tell the students that, you know, this is what you can do if you work in a hotel. These are all the departments that you can get exposure. So I think it's, the world is wide open. If they love to travel, love to go to other countries and work and enjoy working in different types of hotels. You know, you can work in city hotels, boutique hotels, luxury hotels, resort hotels, you know, service apartment hotels. So it's just open, you know, it's just what you want to do. And most important to have the passion for serving people and, you know, making people happy. Yeah. Mm. In the people's business,
Seems like a great industry for people who enjoy travel to be able to move from one place to another.
Absolutely.
Kind of the tourist destinations.
Yeah.
What would somebody who's not part of the hospitality industry, what do you think people don't know about that industry?
Yeah, I think most, in my opinion, people think that, you know, they might get scared off or, you know, because, oh, hospitality is like, you know, unsociable hours, right? When people are on a holiday, you got to work. And then when people are just resting at home in the evening, you have to work. So it's a 24/7 kind of operations and business, right? Mm. So I think a lot of people, they get scared. Oh, you know, I don't think so. I want to do those kind of jobs. But once they are in the industry, they find it's very rewarding. Mm. And especially like us, like Millennium, we have 19 hotels in New Zealand. So if you start off in New Plymouth, there's always opportunity for you to grow to a different hotel. There's always opportunity for internal promotions. If you'd like to move to Christchurch or to Auckland or to Queenstown, we have hotels in 19 locations. Mm. So there's always opportunity for them to grow with the company and with the industry as well. So I think worldwide we actually have more than 200 hotels. Mm. Yeah, so based in Singapore, our head office, and we have the office in Auckland as well for New Zealand. So it's for our property, for our hotel group, there's a lot of opportunities for those who actually want to jump into this industry and also from, you know, to progress their career as well. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any general advice for people moving to another country, apart from, I mean, just somebody who chose New Zealand to come? Is any general advice, in particular, if they move with family or wanted to start a family, is any advice that you can give to those people?
I think the most important advice is, you know, being open to adapt to multiple changes, you know. So it definitely is not going to be the same as what they experience in the home country. So when they move to a new country, they have to, you know, enjoy the time there, you know, make a lot of friends and immerse yourself in the cultural and the events going on in your region or your town or your city to keep you going and, you know, help the country grow the economy by doing what you are passionate about in your career. So I think these are some of the advice that I have for new migrants who are actually wanting to move to New Zealand or any other country as well. Yeah,
that thing that you pointed about passion about they do is very important
for people.
I think all our guests have mentioned that passion for
passion, absolutely.
For what they do,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Well, our time has flown by here. Vivek, thank you so much for being a great guest with us.
No worries. Thanks for thank
is
you.
There,
for
is there
thank
anything
you very
we,
much.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that you'd like to?
No, I think pretty much covered everything.
Cool.
From I think the journey of a migrant to my career in hospitality and what we can offer, what we can do as well for the community. So yeah, thank you for having me here. Yeah.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you back here at Making Yourself at Home on 104.4 FM on Access Radio Taranaki. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.